Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Xavier Lavaghetto, OP, pastor and director of the Catholic community. It is the 19th Sunday in Ordinary Time, and the readings are from Cycle B.
Dominic chose a different human heart. He chose different weapons, and these are his words, to preach with a mission from the church according to the way of the apostles, in humility, not with authority, not in authority. He summed up his actions as a ministry of gentleness, preaching, imploring, and weeping. You know, from this very year, Dominic listened to a different voice. Not the voice of the marketplace, but the voice of the Gospels. Their study, the study of the Gospels, was his passion. They were the core of his prayer, and the books he owned, the Gospels he owned, were his most prized possession. Yet when famine around began in Spain, the young Dominic sold all that he had, even his copy of the Gospels, saying, "I will not study on dead skins what living when living skins are dying of hunger." Dominic wanted to love like these, and according to one who knew them very well, and I quote, he had a special prayer which he often made to God, that God would grant him true love, which would be effective in carrying forward winning the salvation of men and women. He thought he would only really be a member of Christ's body when he could spend himself utterly with all his strength in the winning of souls. And so Dominic waged a gentle war of winning hearts. Blessed Jordan wrote of him, "Everybody was enfolded in the wide embrace of his love. And since he loved everyone, everyone loved him. He made it his own business to rejoice with those who were rejoicing and to weep with those who wept. He was full of affection." And I say to myself, how I wish I could be like him. More than ever, Catholic Christians should rush back to the Gospels. And by prayerful reading, contemplative study, painting our mind a picture of Jesus and his way of living. Faith is not believing something. It's entrusting oneself to Jesus and the Jesus way. Sadly, in the time of public incivility and ideological wars, after all, a year and a half out, we've already begun an election campaign. We are tempted by anger. St. Dominic saw a free response of faith, love, and service. The medieval dictum is God moves not by coercion, but by attraction. And therefore, the Dominican Order has a very interesting, somewhat unique way of looking at its own rules. None of the Dominican rules bind under the penalty of sin. Don't think this is some novelty, however, but an ancient strand of the Christian thought that Dominic recaptured. In the 2nd century, letter to Martinus read, "The new law of Christ is without the yoke of necessity." And St. Irenaeus, when 70s, wrote, "Christ gives us counsel as is proper for God. He speaks without constraining us." Now, don't think he's not being demanding. Loving, finally, is the most demanding of all things we do. It adds to heart and soul. It goes beyond mere observance. It makes a commitment of self for others, to God. Through tradition, which St. Dominic lived and taught, emphasized a different set of attitudes than America's muscular and acquisitive Christianity. And so one of our scholars, Simon Tuckwell, describes these attitudes. Humility, the kind of trust in God that frees one from crippling anxiety. A spirit of not judging others. The refusal to measure oneself even. And above all, the spiritual discernment to be able to identify at any given moment what the situation Dominic is inviting us, you and I, to make our way of seeing the gospel itself. His way of loving was Jesus. And freed from self, Dominic was in love with God. No private religion here. Dominic would not go to God without grasping hand in hand his brothers and sisters. He would take everyone along for the ride. So passionate was his love that he wanted to lift every man and woman into the heart of God. No wonder Dominic was such a joyful friar. He loved to sing. He loved to be with people. He loved meeting with people in bars all night long talking religion. He loved to give himself to you and I. He was in love. And maybe this day we should commit ourselves to being in love with God and each other anew.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glover, with music by Albert Tomaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.